Welcome back to the Trouble Podcast. It's been a while now. It always is. It's just how it is, boys and girls. I don't know. I don't have a lot of time. Sorry. I was trying to do it once a week and I just failed horribly, and now here we are. But welcome back to the Troubled Podcast. I don't have a lot prepared. I never do. It's kind of a sin of mine. So I kind of just wanted to get on the podcast and talk about some, don't want to say pertinent issues or anything it too crazy, just like some general stuff that I've been seeing lately. And I don't know, just a general discussion stuff that you want to talk to your just, I guess, just general BS that's happening in the freaking world right now, because I'm looking around and I'm like, what the fuck? World War III? Nah. Nuclear war? Nah. Who knows? Who the fuck knows? It's been a pretty rough few months for the world in general. We have Iran and Iraq. And we have U.S. bombing and with against Iran-backed groups. We have Gaza versus Israel. We have a lot of BS politics in America. I recently stumbled upon a Chinese sweatshop that has an Instagram page, and they try to make sweatshops look glamorous. Which is crazy. If you guys are ever bored on Instagram, it's called Buyer Star Kitchenware Factory. And it's literally just, it's a Chinese sweatshop, right? Or I guess I shouldn't say Chinese. I'm making assumption here based off of comments and stuff. But it's a Chinese sweatshop, and they're trying to make working look glamorous. Like, there's one post that I believe says it's like a supervisor obviously is doing this because the workers, they're not allowed to do TikToks or Instagram videos. There's one video that shows the one of the supervisor ladies like pushing around a pallet jack, and is like, some people think like pushing around the pallet jack is boring, but I love it. Or something along those lines. Like, no, you don't. No, you don't. It's just nonsense, and I just thought it was hilarious. So again, if you feel like checking it out, head over to the Buyer's Star Kitchenware Factory. 70 they are a SS tableware factory, 70 million pieces annually output, 1,000 plus branded customers, quality certification. So I guess they make like spoons and whatnot, which is cool, I suppose. But yeah, check it out. I wasn't having a laugh at the workers. I was having a laugh at the comments because they were clearly feeding into the overall like joke of it. Not joke, but like the ridiculousness of it. Like, here's like one. We came here together. The boss chose one person to be the supervisor, but she didn't want it. She refused. Chain her to the machine for 2 months. Starve her entire family for 7 months. She refused. Give her 100 lashes. So it's just like people are like feeding into like it's a sweatshop. Stop trying to act glamorous, and it makes it funny. That's the only part about it that's actually funny, though. Sweatshops are not funny. Not even a little bit. But I don't have anything really planned. I wish I had a way for you guys to reach out to me, but I don't want to give you my personal email, and I haven't set up an email. Because I would love, like, I would love some suggestions on something that you guys might find interesting. Anybody who's, even if you don't, like, listen to this regularly, I'd love to hear just some random people's, what they find interesting. Yeah, I mean, right now it's all just a bunch of sad shit to talk about, like UNRWA 92 UNRWA workers killed. It's just like in the Israel-Gaza war. Russia has a new warship. Like, it's just all a bunch of sad shit. And I don't know. I feel like the world is in a very rough spot right now, and I think the best thing any of us can do is not panic, but to prepare. You know what I mean? Prepare for the worst. You're not an idiot for prepping. You know what I mean? The old saying is, it's better to have it, not need it, than need it to not have it. It's like, who does it hurt to prep a little bit? Go out to the store, get a med kit, get some extra gallons of water. I mean, hell, it's got nothing to do with the war. What if there's an earthquake in your area, a flood, etc.? You know what I mean? It's always good to be prepared somewhat. I have a bug out bag. Not like for anything. I'm not like worried about a chemical missile coming down. It's literally just if something crazy happens, even minimal day-to-day life, somebody needs to go to the hospital. Like, you know, one of my loved ones needs to go to the hospital. I know I'm going to be there for at least a day. Grab the bag. I know I'm covered. So just something to think about when it comes to that. Check out a bug out bag. I guess we can check out some strange stories. I have one of my own that I thought was pretty interesting. My friend was showing me a video from his backyard because he has like cameras around his house and stuff like that. And it was like 11 o'clock at night. And at first I said, like, he shows me the video and it's this, he's got like a swing for his kids. And the swing just started going back and forth. And I was like, oh, it's the wind. He's like, no, bro, look. And I like, he big screened it. And like nothing else in the backyard was moving. Not even like the grass, right? And then around the swing, this like black, I don't want to say figure because there was no, there's nothing to see. Like there was no being. But it was like almost like a black shroud kept like coming in and out of the image. And I was like, whoa. He's like, yeah, my wife sent me this morning. And I was like, that's pretty nuts. So that was weird. But I mean, most of that stuff, in my opinion, can be explained, you know, could be explained by a little bit of a technical difficulty. But who knows? You know why? Because anything can happen. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The same thing with aliens and all that stuff. It's like, I could be well wrong. I just have my deductions. But if we would like to check out, I don't know, I can read you guys a couple ghost stories. Even though this isn't a spooky podcast, I do like reading a good fucking ghost story. Let me tell you, I like a fucking ghost story. I think the reason why is because I am so skeptical. I'm sure that's why a lot of people like reading about it, because they're skeptical themselves. And they want to prove to themselves that it's real. So, like, I'm very skeptical personally. Like, I've talked about this before. I might not believe to the fullest, but again, I'm always prepared to be made an idiot. Like, you know, they say the less you know about a subject, the more you think you know, because you don't actually understand how large a subject matter is. So yeah, let's, just cause we're here, we might as well read this. We'll just read the first one. This is on, I believe it's US Today, but I'm just going to say today.com. And the article was put out by Sarah Lemire on, August 18th, 2022. The Grandma's in the Cemetery. Jeff, a resident of Dayton, Ohio, was driving with his 3-year-old son, Miles, in the back. When they passed by a cemetery, it was a modest cemetery with only flowers and small plaques. It basically looked like a giant garden, Jeff explained, on Monsters Among Us. I don't know what that is. According to Jeff, as they drove by, his toddler, who would happily be singing, abruptly stopped, pointed to the cemetery, and exclaimed, "Look at these people!" Let me hit that better.
Look at these people. Oh, God.
Jeff turned to look but didn't see a soul. Confused, he asked Miles what he was talking about. His very young son responded.
All of those people over there.
His son replied, his son replied,
that sure are a lot of grandmas.
As Jeff tells it, chills ran down his spine as he asked his son, very small young son, people, what the people were doing.
They're standing there, looking down at the grass.
Completely unsettled by this conversation, Jeff sped up, unlike everybody ever in a horror movie, thank God, and drove home. Later that same day, he says his young son was watching TV when he turned to Jeff and said,
you know, they weren't alive, Jeff.
Nice, said Dad. Thanks. Thinking Miles referring to the cartoon, Jeff asked what he meant.
Those people we saw, they were all paused.
His son replied, I don't know if my kid has a sixth sense, Jeff says, or he just has a wild imagination. I'm going to say, does it matter? Because not to me, son. I hear some creepy shit like that, I'm out. I'm not gonna care if it's real or not, because at the moment, it feels real. Like, fuck that. It's like that tingling feeling when you feel like you're being followed or some shit. Nah. I don't mess around with that. I feel that, I run. Because it doesn't matter if it's ridiculous or not. It could be something. You need to trust your instincts. If you believe science, we were basically wild animals at one point. So you need to trust those things. I'm going to step over a hotel, a ghost truck stop. That sounds completely lame. Just move the truck stop. Easy.
The hauntings at Lizzie Borden's house.
All right, we'll read one more of these. I'm going to go into a monologue about world peace. And then we're going to dip. How many houses in the world are haunted? In the country are haunted? One second, I'm looking this up. Okay, let's see, this is what I mean. Ridiculous. Wait, what? Okay, so they don't know. Okay, so it thought I meant like haunted houses. I guess there's 1,200 of those in case anybody was curious and you're like, I wonder how many haunted houses there are. I guess over 1,200. I doubt there's going to be any actual research on how many houses are haunted. But I'm going to say that the majority of the people who've experienced like haunted houses and older homes are experiencing the negative Hertz effect. I don't know if any of you guys, maybe this is what I'll talk about, so that stupid ass ghost radio is definitely not gonna be real. How negative Hertz can make you hallucinate. Okay, so check this out. This is by The Conversation. I don't know what that is. I want to get to the... Okay. I wanted to find this because it's pretty interesting. Your brain can respond to negative Hertz. And I'll write this down and bring it up and give you like guys an actual article so I'm not sitting here. But what I remember hearing was basically a lot of these old Victorian homes were built in specific ways. And when wind hits them, it releases a negative Hertz vibration, which can literally make people hallucinate. I'm going to go deeper into it and try to give you guys like the exact frequency, maybe even give you a link. Tell you like what channel to go to that can play the sound. But it's very an unnerving sound. Like, I shouldn't even say unnerving because you can't hear it, right? but it's like it makes you feel semi-unnerved. So I believe a lot of like old Victorian home hauntings, probably more than likely that effect. A lot of stuff can be explained. Like a lot of like have you ever heard a cougar? A cougar makes sound. It's like cry out. It's one of the most terrifying sounds ever. Like if I heard that in the 1700s, I'd think witches and demons, boy, witches and demons. I wouldn't for a second be like, oh, that's a big cat. So it's all very, life is so subjective and weird, bro. That's why I like this podcast, even if nobody's listening. It's just, I like to think about some stuff sometimes. And I don't really, because of my profession, I don't really have a lot of time to converse with people about this kind of stuff. There's one guy, and we talk about this kind of stuff. But most of the time, I get to actually look into it. It's when I'm here doing this podcast. So if you're listening, thanks for just coming along for the ride of ridiculousness. I see why it's not giving me the right information. It's trying to give me people have auditory hallucinations when they're on specific hallucinogenics or have some kind of breakdown of, some kind of mental breakdown, they'll have auditory hallucinations. So that's what it thinks I'm hinting at, but I'm not. I'm not. I am just trying to look up one thing, but I can't. Nothing really else to talk about. I'll try to come more prepared next week. When I say more prepared, I don't know, there's a couple things that I've wrote down to talk about, and I've just been holding off actually doing any kind of research. So maybe it can be an episode of a bunch of callbacks. So thanks for listening. Appreciate your time. Go ahead and mark my page, subscribe, however you do it. I really, or don't. It's okay. I forgive you. And I will see you in the next one. Thanks for listening to Troubled.